This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline. This is what happens when DOE gets in a hurry. As has been clearly demonstrated by the Department of Energy DOE in recent years, when it gets in a hurry to ship plutonium-contaminated waste from Los Alamos National Laboratory LANL to the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant WIP, bad things happen. Both DOE sites are once again announcing efforts to get waste off the hill at LANL for disposal at WIP, but in reality, shipments have been slowed by those efforts. The latest event occurred in early March when LANL informed WIP that it shipped two waste containers that held pyrophoric materials for disposal in the deep geologic salt mine. Pyrophoric materials are those that ignite spontaneously when exposed to air, such as plutonium. Upon notification of the potentially non-compliant explosive drums disposed in the underground, WIP implemented the contingency plan as provided for in the New Mexico Environment Department Hazardous Waste Permit. The permit requires the Hazardous Waste Emergency Coordinator to determine whether there is a potential for a fire, explosion, or release of hazardous materials and to act immediately. As a precautionary measure, WIP implemented the contingency plan. Invoking the plan involves identifying the drums were disposed of in Panel 7, and they were shipped from LANL to WIP between July and September 2020. Because WIP was in a two-month maintenance outage, no waste was being disposed. Nevertheless, workers were evacuated from the underground. The contingency plan remained in place for 2 weeks as LANL and its contractor, Triad National Security, LLC, investigated the drum contents. Triad determined the drums were compliant with the hazardous waste permit requirements. Concerns about these drums had begun when, on Friday, February 26, 2021, LANL plutonium facility workers observed sparks in a drum while packaging waste air filters used in the glove boxes where welding takes place. That drum contained waste from the same source as the two drums disposed of at WIP. The resident inspectors of the Defense Nuclear Facility Safety Board at LANL reported the Triad believed that, quote, metallic welding condensates on the filters underwent a pyrophoric reaction when a different waste item was added to the drum and breached a bagged filter, allowing the influx of oxygen, end quote. Unlike WIP, Triad did not invoke the contingency plan as required by its hazardous waste permit. These two incidents are just the latest in a number of similar events, including the Valentine's Day 2014 explosion of one or more LANL drums in the WIP underground, in which 22 workers and over 8,000 linear feet of the underground mine were contaminated. The 2014 explosion closed WIP and stopped waste shipments for 3 years. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org. Also, listen to our podcast each week on your favorite podcast platform.